This week on Chicago Beer Pass, Nick and I are back in the studio. I return from the West Coast, and Nick is out drinking Heineken. What's the deal with that? All that and more on this week's episode. What did we do these last 3 weeks, Zoe? What'd you make it to?
Yeah, because, you know, you got a cork popped out, boom, it flies like fucking 10 feet. We're like, yeah, let's do it.
The legend, Mr. Pete Crowley. I love Pete Crowley, man.
How's that beer? What you think it is?
It'll be like the stuff you hear. You ever go to every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this. Raw, raw, raw!
Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. My name is Brad Chmielewski.
Hey, I'm Nick White.
And we've been off for a week.
Yeah.
It's good to be back.
It is. Feels like longer than that, right?
It does feel like a long time. Yeah. Like time goes by quickly, and especially when you're drinking, I guess. It's like a sad fact. It's like, oh yeah, I think I was just drunk for that whole week.
And now we're back with video now?
Yeah, back with the video. Still, the soundproofing stuff's falling down in here, so I don't know. I gotta fix this. I gotta figure this out. This new studio space isn't working out completely yet.
It's coming together. At least you got ping pong.
You got ping pong now.
Yeah. You know, so
we got two beer fridges.
See? So it's slowly. Yeah. It's coming together nicely.
So if this is your first time listening to Chicago Beer Pass, thank you. And if you have been listening to a while, like, that's awesome too. Thank you there. But what Nick and I do, we talk about our week in Chicago, all the drinking we went to, and the events that you should be checking out this coming week.
Yeah.
And we're always drinking local beer.
Yeah.
And this time I reached for one I haven't had in a while, Finch's.
Yeah. Like we were saying, man, you don't know what to expect when you crack a can of Finch's open, man.
Because they went through some rough times.
Yeah, I would say so, man. The early days of Finch with the Finch's Pale Ale and what was our other flagship one?
Threadless.
Yeah, they
and
were.
And then the Cutthroat.
Cutthroat, that was the one I was thinking of, yeah. They were abrasive, like very, very bitter. Very, uh-huh. Very. Some were kind of harsh, a little harsh. Yeah, they're reworking things in a good way over there. This tastes pretty good.
Yeah, this is great. Picked it up at the liquor store here on the corner, so never sure how long those have been hanging around there, but.
Yeah.
No, I was pleasantly surprised by this can. Do we have dates on here?
There's some weird code. Yeah, it just says drink Finch. That's all.
Finch-only code.
And then like some weird code.
Yeah, probably so. Some can line number or something so they could go back and look. But yeah, Finches you can get like kind of all across the country, really. There's random spots that you'll see people taking pictures of. They have Finch, and you do see it around Chicago as well still.
Yeah, I know they got the brewery up on Elston. Which I believe is, I believe that's Jeff Park. I'm not really sure.
Okay.
But then they keep all their bottles, I'm sorry, their cans in a different location.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like the storage for
and the storage for the cans.
Okay.
And yeah, they're secretly one of the more widely distributed Chicago brands. Like you said, man, they're in like 11 states.
Right.
They were in Kentucky before Goose Island was there. They're in places like Atlanta, Georgia. They've got like 26 distributors, like just countrywide.
Yeah.
Countrywide.
But you don't see them much on tap. I see their cans around, but I don't see I don't see little birds hanging out at bars.
No, you do not. Yeah.
Maybe that's going to change as people come back around to Finch's.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see a second coming of Finch if people give them a shot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this past week, I was in San Francisco area.
Again. Is this like, do you have like a condo in
San
Fran? Do you have like a second home there?
If I could afford it, I would buy a place out there.
Yeah.
But I was up north in a town called Hopland.
Really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
So pretty appropriate. So my Chicago drinking was very limited because when we came back, we had to edit this video we shot up there, and it went live today. So it was all like within a week of
that's a quick turnaround.
Shoot, edit. And graphics, everything went live. So
business has got to get handled. It's a different gear, man. Yeah. I haven't seen you work like this. That's you moving fast.
We're moving quick. Yeah,
right on.
But I did make it to Bear Republic. Checked out like a brew pub up there.
Yeah,
which is kind of nice. Racer 5 is always like a solid beer to go to.
Yeah, and the pub was pretty cool.
Yeah, it was like your normal like rock bottom-y kind of.
Oh, okay.
Kind of pub, just like we got bar food and drinks and samplers, like. go for it.
You know, I've seen the Racer 5, but I don't know much else in their portfolio.
Okay. Yeah. Like the Racer X is like Racer the X. Double and a bunch of other ones. But
okay.
How about you? Like, more interesting, what's been happening in the city?
Man, not a whole lot.
All right. Thanks for listening.
That's it. Show's over. No. Our friend Heather Kundert, who's behind Festivale.
Yeah.
She threw an event with is for Cystic Fibrosis Foundation and ESPN. One of the personalities on ESPN Radio, okay. One of the personalities. I don't have radio. So
you don't have radio?
I forget.
We all have radio. I don't know. Not really sure how you listen to radio if you don't have a car.
Yeah. Right? See, I don't have, maybe that's it. Let's start there. I don't have a car. Thus, I don't listen to radio. But, this guy, it was one of the guys from ESPN Radio, and they did, they wanted to do a man event, right? Yeah. What's the manliest thing you can think of, you know? So they said, hey, let's do a bacon and bourbon pairing.
Okay.
So this was at the tasting room in Lincoln Park at the Benny's.
Okay.
Right across the street from Goose Clyburn.
Yeah.
Which I've never been to the space. It's a really nice space.
It's really nice. It's big.
Yeah, it's a massive space, man. And it was like, it was a festival. I was kind of surprised. I'm like, Heather, this looks like a festival. She's like, yeah, it's totally a fest. I was like, this is awesome.
You just thought you were there for some bacon and bourbon?
I wasn't sure what to expect. Because you can go to Benny's and have like a tasting, you know, like,
yeah.
You know, Brad's pouring Finch in the corner. And it can just be that. And someone is serving bacon next to him. And you could just be like between two rows of beer.
True.
You know, it could be that. I thought it might be that. I didn't know, you know.
She's like, I don't do it small. Like,
she's like, no, we do it big. So it was good, man. You know what? I had Four Roses. Had a lot of offerings. CH Distillery. Those two crews just brought a lot of different types of booze.
Okay. I haven't had much from CH.
Yeah. CH is the, Four Roses brought all different types of bourbon, single barrel and, you know, reserve, all that jazz. And then, CH, they brought like, you know, they had everything from an aquavit, to a gin and a rum and a bourbon. They had this liqueur that they made with dark matter. Like, I spent probably most of the time there I spent with those guys just because they had so many different offerings.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah. And then, there's this crew in Logan Square called the Chicago Distilling Company.
That's nice. I think I have a hat from that place.
Yeah. It's cool. They're only open on, like, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Which I want to know more about that. We might have to go over there.
Okay.
But what they do is they put their whiskey in smaller bottles. It almost looks like a... I want to say it looked like a 16-ounce bottle. And, you know, they're labeled like Dunkelweiss and Stout. And I'm like, well, what's going on here? He's like, well, we took the malt bill from, you know, those recipes, like, because we used to be homebrewers. And instead of using just like a mash grain with just like corn and wheat like most bourbons do,
yeah.
Theirs was like modeled after the homebrew recipes, which was cool.
Kind of neat.
Yeah. So he's got one called the Dunkelweiss. That's the one I tried. Yeah, they were really young. They were only aged for like 3 months, but the concept was cool.
Oh, yeah. Very neat. Okay.
So I went to that. That was actually pretty good. I went to Italy.
Oh.
The Italian superstore.
Man, you talk about that place all the time, and I haven't made it like once. Like, I don't know what I'm doing.
It's weird, man, because it's like they have a brewery on the second floor, La Birreria, if I'm saying that right. And they got
library?
However you say brewery in Italian, okay. Right? And what I didn't know about Italy, well, this is the second American location, right?
Yeah.
But they got 30 of these things worldwide.
Oh, I thought there was only three.
That's what I thought. Okay. I'm like, wait, you got 30? She's like, yeah, we got 30 of them. They got 12 different restaurants in that Italy. But this is the second concept that has a brewery.
Okay.
So New York has a brewery, Chicago has a brewery. What I learned was that they do, they partner with exclusively with local partners. So on the Italy side, it's Mario Batali's project, right?
Yeah.
But then on the brewery side, it's Dogfish Head, and then there's this Italian brewery, Balladine, I believe it's called.
Right.
So they handle the brewing part. Oh, so anyway, when you come to Chicago, they only sell like three local beers. They sell Three Floyds, Half Acre, and Revolution.
Okay.
Those are their partners. In New York, they've got a different set of partners. But I'm like, so you don't sell anyone else's beer? He's like, well, we might sell some Vandermill here and there, but we really just sell. We only pick three partners, and that's all we sell.
Oh, okay, cool.
Which is an interesting concept. Yeah, so we'll get a full story up soon. But that was pretty fun. Oh, and then they had a half-acre beer dinner the next day. The guys came out, and there was like a four-course dinner at Italy at in one of the restaurants.
Oh, neat. Okay.
Yeah, their new pub is almost done. It's going to be like 200-person capacity compared to like 90 people that they have in the current pub.
Oh, man. Okay.
So that was pretty good.
Italy, man. Yeah, I just need to make it there just to check it out. I've been to the one in New York, walk through it. I think we went to the brewery, had some lunch, sandwich, but I haven't even, like, walked through or just seen the space downtown. Yeah. Like, I'm not downtown ever.
Yeah, I hear that. So. Yeah, and it's great, man. They're doing, like, they're doing happy hour specials where you get this really cool flight of beers. And, you know, their flights are, like, it's Italy, so they got these, like, little snifters that your flights come in, which is cool. And then, oh, there's one more thing. Oh, I tried a couple of their beers. Were really good, man. There's this Mandarina, this IPA that they've got, which is like these experimental German hops. And then he's got a Goes that he was kettle sour Goes.
Okay.
So they took a – it's not like over-the-top sour like and salty like most Goes's. Yeah. It's like we took – you know, we brewed the batch twice. Half of it is soured. And then we blended the non-sour version back in. So you get little hints of like refreshing tartness.
So it's not like – yeah, not too much. It's nice for people that – you know, some people don't like sour beers, so it's nice to just have that taste.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's a cool spot, man. I really enjoyed that place. Yeah. I went to one other thing.
Man, all right. It's been 2 weeks, so yeah. I was not here, so I'm sorry. But you needed to rep it for us.
There's this this was a Heineken event.
Okay.
So this was there's this gallery.
It's beer pass, not yes. craft beer.
Yeah,
pass.
That's true. Right. Yeah. So you know, because you know they just bought half of Lagunitas. So I went to go and find out what was going on. They do this project called Heineken 100. So they partner with a in this case it was a clothing gallery, just a couple doors down from Hot Chocolate. You know, right in the heart of Wicker Park.
Okay.
And they've done it in like New York, LA, Miami, Chicago were the cities. And I wanted to go know more about that project. Like, hey, why are you doing this? What's going on? But there was really no presentation. It was more like, you know, hey, the DJ is going to do his thing. There's going to be hors d'oeuvres that float around all night.
And there's some Heineken in a bucket.
And there's going to be Heineken. Car. There's going to be a lady in a tuxedo with Heineken. And then the other one's going to have Heineken Light.
Okay.
And I was like, is there going to be a presentation? Or she was like, yeah, no, we're just going to party.
Okay.
So this was more like a brand awareness thing. Right. They did have a really cool city guide, though. So, like, all these four cities, the guys, the people who run this gallery, they describe, like, the kind of locations you should hit in all these cities that you went to. So the guide was cool.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Yeah.
So which were you going for, Heineken or Heineken Light?
Oh, man. Dude, we went to Lynx. I was like, dude, let's...
can't even drink the Heineken.
I was like, man, let's get out of here. Because I wanted to know, like, I thought there'd be more about, I thought it'd be, like, more cocktails and beer, perhaps. You know, you could have beer cocktails.
Yeah.
Or maybe there'd be, like, because I went to the Guinness thing, and there was a dude from Ireland there, you know, and he knows all about, because, you know, these guys are from Amsterdam, these Heineken guys. And there's a lot to know about, you know, international beer, you know. Yeah. But we didn't really get into that, which I was kind of hoping for, which is kind of why I went.
Okay.
But, yeah.
So you had, like, one Heineken, and I was like, all right,
yeah, I had
later.
Two. I had a Heineken, Heineken Light.
All right. You had them both. You did the thing.
Yeah, I did. Right. I did. Touched them all. All right. Then I pulled out of there, went to Lynx, and got, the tap list aborted at Lynx is pretty cool.
Yeah, tap list board is nice there.
Yeah, so.
Man, I haven't had a Heineken in, it's been a long time. I don't know.
Yeah.
That green bottle, I don't know. It scares me.
It tastes the way you remember it.
All right. Yeah. Kind of skunky.
Yeah. It tastes like Heineken.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Tastes like it's supposed to, yeah. Well, cool. Sounds like a pretty solid week. What, 2 weeks, really?
Yeah.
So, yeah. Wow. I'm sure we'll be making it to a bunch of events here that we got on the calendar because Chicago's fun. It's like just a fun city to be in, and winter's coming, and more events are like getting inside, and, you know,
yeah.
Go to all these brew pubs, little like... tap takeovers happen, I feel like, more in the winter. It's nice.
Yeah.
So should we jump into this coming week?
Yeah, what do we got coming up here, man? We'll start with, on Wednesday, the 21st.
Yeah.
You know, October 21st, 2015, and Back to the Future was the day they landed in the future.
Oh, it was. Okay.
Yeah. So the guys at Pipeworks, they're doing a beer with Emporium. It's called the Twin Pine Malls, which is a reference to Back to the Future. So they're going to be playing Back to the Future tomorrow.
Okay.
And then this beer is it's a pale ale with wildflower honey and spruce tips.
Is this at the Emporium in Wicker Park or Logan?
Wicker Park.
Okay.
Yeah, because this one's in big format bottles. So okay. I'm guessing if it were a can release, it'd be at the other one.
Okay.
Yeah.
So do you have to buy a? Do you know if you have to buy a big bottle? Like if you go there to get it.
Yeah, I hope it's on tap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
I hope it's on tap. But this if the packaging is a 22-ounce bottle.
Okay. Because yeah. I might stop in there, try this out. It's right by my house.
Yeah. And that ought to be a fun scene.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm sure some people be dressed up.
And then Spruce Tips. You don't hear about Spruce Tips in a beer too often. I remember Goose had a beer with Spruce Tips.
Yeah.
John J. Hall before he went to Fly Rabbit.
Was it Spruce Goose?
Yeah, Spruce Goose. All right. At that museum. What was it, like a Swedish museum up in Andersonville?
That's right, yeah.
Yeah. They said that was one of the most expensive beers they ever had.
Yeah, there's something about spruce and pine where it's just, it can overpower quickly.
Yes.
Like you're just like, I am drinking a Christmas tree.
Yes.
So, we'll see.
Pass the turkey and cranberry sauce.
Yeah. So we'll see. Hopefully they balance this out well. And
yeah, I'm curious.
Yeah. Are they just playing Back to the Future 2 or are they playing all of them? Is it a marathon?
No, they're just playing the one.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Sounds like a fun time. Check out Emporium. And
there will be raffles, sweet prizes, and more.
Sweet and more. Oh, man.
There you go.
That more.
Yeah.
Probably some more sweet prizes. Cool. So that's Wednesday.
7 p.m. at Emporium, nice. The Wicker Park one. Yeah.
And then what we got, Thursday?
Yeah, Thursday, Alesmith from San Diego. They're making their Chicago debut. So
I thought they were already here.
Are they here already?
I don't know.
This is the Alesmith Chicago arrival. That's what it says in the title.
I thought they were here.
Yeah, I'm curious. I've never had their stuff, actually. Like, I don't think I've ever had their
stuff. Never had Speedway Stout?
Never had Speedway Stout.
Oh, that's I don't know. It's like just the like go-to great stout that's always on the shelf.
Yeah, yeah. They've got a Vietnamese coffee version of Speedway Stout on, along with four other beers. So Alesmith in San Diego, they're not very big, 15,000 barrels, which is that's a decent size.
Yeah.
Yeah. 9 World Beer Cup medals, 16 Great American Beer Fest medals. They were voted Rate Beer's top brewer in the world in 2006 and again in 2013.
Okay.
So their beers will be on tap at Fishman's, 7 p.m. on Thursday.
Okay. How do you think they're going to do in our town that is, like, overrun with great beer?
This is a tough town for beer, man. We talk about it all the time since we get beer from every corner
especially
of the country.
As an outsider.
Yeah, as an outsider. And then, but, you know, you go to some places, though, and you still see a ton of, like, Oscar Blues, a ton of Stone stuff on tap. I mean, so, you know, the precedent is there. And I really guess it depends on who's pushing it, right?
Right.
Because, like, I don't know if they're with Windy City, they're going to be on at a lot of these places.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I don't really see, like the Wurtz beers. I don't see the Wurtz beers on as much. And they're the ones bringing in a lot of these West Coast breweries.
Yeah.
So it depends on who they're rolling with for distribution, for sure.
Right. And I know there's, like, some other beers from Alesmith, but Speedway Stout's, like, the famous one.
That's the one I've heard of.
And if I saw another one on it, I'd be like, I'll get the IPA that I know is great, not the Alesmith IPA.
It might go the way of, like, we talked about Speakeasy, which made a big splash, and then it kind of fizzled out.
Oh, I forgot about them, yeah.
Yeah, or even the Almanac stuff, which was just, like, a month ago.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, it didn't have that reverb where it just kept being hyped and, you know.
Uh-huh.
So it could go either way, man. It could be like Oscar Blues and Stone and stay forever,
right?
Or you know,
even Stone's kind of it's an outlier. It's not everywhere.
That's true.
Oscar Blues, yeah. There's no stopping.
Yeah.
People love Dales and Pine. Was it Pine or Piney?
Dales. Piner? Oh, Mama's Yellow Pills. Oh, Pinner.
Pinner.
Pinner's the latest one. Pinner's nice. Yeah.
Pinner's good. And Old Chub. People like Old Chub. I'm not a big Old Chub fan.
Old Chub's solid.
It's all right. For a Scotch Ale, it beats out Robert the Bruce.
Robert the Bruce always gets a bad rap.
Need a showdown between Robert the Bruce and Old Chub.
Robert the Bruce, which on its own doesn't suck, but like if Floyd's just says that Floyd say, hey, well, Three Floyd's going to be at this festival, chances are they're not bringing anything but like Robert the Bruce.
Yeah. Yeah. Pride and Joy.
And it used to be Pride and Joy, too. Yeah. Pride and Joy, Robert the Bruce. That was a joke on Floyd's if you saw him at a fest. Like,
yeah.
Oh, you think you're getting fucking permanent funeral? No way. No. You're getting Pride and Joy.
All right. So grab some Ale Syndicate, or not Ale Syndicate, Ale Smith, while you can. Because they may not be on tap anymore. But pick up the bottles of Speedway Stout. It's great.
Yeah.
Like a large format bottle. They're good sharing beer.
Yeah. Good for like holiday parties.
Yeah.
Friendsgiving, knowledge as.
Yeah, perfect time of the year for it, too.
For sure.
And then the next night over at House of Blues, right?
Yeah.
Ken Honeymeter's playing one-man show buying everyone beers.
The Hemispheres is the name of his band, right?
I don't think he's buying anyone beers.
It's Local Brews, Local Grooves at House of Blues. This is a good party. I went to one and I had a good time. You got it's $10 to get in, but that includes nothing. Then you have to buy. You have an option of buying like tickets for beers individually, or just buy a wristband.
Okay.
And drink a little bit more. There's a VIP package for $50 that includes like, you know, beer samples and food.
Okay.
And this thing takes over the entire House of Blues, which is like, you know,
like all the floors?
All the floors.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there's like there's a restaurant on the first floor, and then there's the main stage is on the second floor, but then like there's more seating on the third floor, and there's breweries all over the place.
And then there's like the VIP lounge.
And then there's a VIP lounge, which looks like a really big genie bottle.
Okay.
The foundation room or whatever they're calling it.
Right.
That place is fun. I really like that place. Yeah. That is Friday at 7 p.m.
Okay.
Yeah.
I may try to go this. I'm slightly exhausted from traveling. So I may just find myself at home. But yeah. I'd miss the last one. I want to see Ken play. And yeah, House of Blues is always like, it sounds great in there. It's a good space. I'm going to try to check that out.
It's one of my favorite venues for sure.
Mm-hmm. And did they start having better beers on? They used to like not. Like the best thing you could get was like a tall boy of maybe Daisy Cutter if you were lucky. And that was like the best thing.
Yeah. Yeah. No, they're a little better in there.
Yeah. Cool. So Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, you're covered. What about this weekend? Anything? That's it.
I think you should rest. I think that's all we got.
A day of rest.
Yeah.
2 days of rest.
2 days of rest. that's all we got on the calendar, man.
All right. Well, hopefully, I don't think there's any festivals happening until FOBAB, right? That's like their big one. Now that I feel like everything else is kind of wrapped.
I feel like we're missing something. There used to be Beer Hoptacular, used to be right before FOBAB.
Yeah, that always gets moved around.
And I think it might have just met its demise.
That's
what I'm hearing. Usually it rolls like the first week of November.
Oh, I thought they did a great job with the last one.
Yeah, it was really good.
Was it three sessions and not too crowded?
It went back to the Aragon.
Yeah, that cider room.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, Aragon's, that's classic Chicago right there.
Yeah.
The Aragon Ballroom. Yeah.
Right.
Looks like a big Spanish castle.
We have to dig into the calendar some more. I feel like we're light. We're disappointing our listeners here.
Yeah, we do need a little bit more. We got a little bit of news.
Okay, what do we got?
All right, so a couple of news notes. We talked about Wurtz Distributing, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Wurtz family in Chicago, they own the Blackhawks, the six-time world champion.
Six times.
Three in the last 6 years.
Okay.
Yeah, they own the Blackhawks. Oh, but they're merging with an East Coast distributor.
Okay.
Yeah, just trying to, it's like, just lining up their resources, man, going to battle, man. Everyone's consolidating, you know, one crew didn't want to buy the other crew, and so they're merging.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so it's Wurtz and Charmer Sunbelt. They're going to have a new distributor called Breakthrough.
Okay.
So real quick, man, they'll be in 16 states total. Wurtz by themselves did $2 billion in sales, in gross sales. The combined company's projected to do about $8 billion in combined sales. Yeah, beer, wine, and spirits. So they're bringing in these brews we talk about. They brought in like Buckle Down, and then they Coronado and Almanac. This is all the stuff Wurtz is bringing in, all these West Coast breweries.
Yeah.
And they got a couple local breweries as well.
So we might see some new East Coast breweries maybe make it here now?
Yeah, because they're all one company now. That ought to be cool.
Yeah, I don't know. Who do we need? Who are we missing? Southern.
It's a tight market.
Trogues.
Trogues.
That'd be nice.
Or what could you get? You could get who makes Hetty Topper?
Oh, in Vermont.
Do they even have? They probably don't leave Vermont.
I don't think they can keep up with Vermont people just drinking Hetty Topper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The first ones that come to mind. Cigar. Do we get Cigar City? We don't get Cigar City.
Is that still East Coast? That's Florida.
Yeah, that's South. That's a little further south. Yeah, if you're talking just East Coast, like maybe a couple brews in Boston that I can't think of.
Yeah. Okay. Trogues. I feel like we need Trogues.
Yeah. I've had that's the one with the hot nugget.
Yeah, the nugget nectar.
Nugget nectar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm for some of that.
Yeah, that's tasty stuff.
And they have a Christmas beer, Mad Elf, so maybe they'll bring them over just in time for Christmas.
That sounds good.
Just speculation.
Right on. The other bit of news is Ballast Point. Oh, and Wirtz distributes Ballast Point as well, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah. Ballast Point Brewing and Spirits is going public.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So they've got an IPO coming out. So they're going to debut 3 million shares. Yeah. The co-founder is going to keep half of those shares. But yeah, last year they did 122,000 barrels, $50 million in net sales, and they're in 30 states.
Okay. How... This is like one of the first breweries to go public, right?
Yeah, I haven't heard this law. I'm pretty sure Sam Adams is public.
Yeah, I think Boston Beer Company is.
Yeah, but it's not a common route. I mean, you go public, and then they're projected to, if all goes well, they're looking at trying to get $172 million out of going public.
Okay.
And they made $50 million last year.
Damn, okay.
This thing's constantly changing, man. You got... You know, there's private equity stuff, you know, like that's what Oscar Blues did to grow. They just have some private equity folks. Founders, they sold almost 30% to a Spanish brewery. Lagunitas sold half their company.
Yeah.
And then some people are just outright selling themselves to big boys. And now you got public companies, you know, our brewery is turning into public companies.
Interesting. Yeah. I don't know. Would I invest in Ballast Point? They make great beer.
They do.
So I feel like it's a... good place if you've been like, oh, I want to do more than just drink.
Yeah.
And you can put your money where your, I guess, your palate is.
Yeah. And they're, yeah. And then what they have is they do have a nice, 30 states is a lot of states, but then they're also making spirits as well.
Right. Yeah. I've never had any Ballast Point spirits.
Me either. I've only had the New Holland stuff. Right. They do beer and spirits. I've only had them.
If I buy a few shares, maybe they should send me some.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's just guaranteed. Like, part of it, right?
I think that's fair. I think that should be a thing.
All right. Cool. Yeah. When did they go public?
Doesn't give a specific date.
Okay.
But it's coming soon.
Keep an eye out for that. Okay.
Yeah.
Very cool. Well, that's gonna do it for this week's episode of Chicago Beer Pass. We need to make it to more stuff, I think.
I think so.
What October resolution is?
Or? That'll be our goal. That'll be our goal for the next show.
More events, more drinking.
Yeah.
But Nick, if people want to find you, let you know about events that are happening too, you know, you can send them our way.
Yeah, right on. I'm on Twitter at Nicosio.
And I'm on Twitter at BRAD. Chicago Beer Pass is on Twitter at Chicago Beer Pass. Our Facebook page, /Chicago Beer Pass. We're putting up events there. People send us events there, talk to us there as well. So, yeah, let us know about events happening because you got that invite list and, like, you can see who's coming. And, like, it's a nice place just to share events at.
Right on.
And then the website, chicagobeerpass.com. All the episodes are posted there. Links to iTunes and Stitcher, you know, go on there, subscribe, leave us a review. Always helpful. Helps get more people listening and drinking local beer. But I think that's it for the show. Got the Cubs here playing in a little bit.
Go Cubs, go.
So we gotta hit that up. Grab some more beer, and we're out of here. Take care.
Cheers.